From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. Some tense moments for parents trying to pick their kids up from two Miami-Dade schools today after a nearby shooting prompted a lockdown for one school and the speedy evacuation of the second. Authorities say no students were hurt in either the shooting incident or in the subsequent lockdown. At about 2:30 this afternoon, police received reports of a person shot in Coconut Grove, just a few blocks away from both George Washington Carver Middle and Francis Tucker Elementary School. Carver went on lockdown and Tucker was placed on alert. The all-clear was sounded for both schools about 2 hours later. Miami police say a man has been hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities are still searching for the gunman. Meanwhile, both Broward and Palm Beach County school chiefs say the deadly shootings last week in Connecticut have sparked a number of phony threats against district schools. The Sun Sentinel reports that hoaxes have surfaced in Davie, Pompano Beach, and Coral Springs. Palm Beach County school officials say they've been dealing with similar threats circulating on social media websites. Both districts say there's no evidence that would substantiate any of the threats, but they're taking every rumor seriously and are working closely with law enforcement. A Broward County teenager described as the ringleader in the 2009 attack on a middle schooler doused with alcohol and set on fire has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. 18-year-old Matthew Bent was sentenced today for an aggravated battery conviction. Two other teenagers are already serving prison time for their roles in the attack on Michael Brewer, who was then 15 years old. Brewer survived by leaping into an apartment complex swimming pool, but suffered severe burns. Trial testimony showed the attack stemmed from a dispute between Bent and Brewer over a marijuana pipe. Witnesses say the boys with Bent found a jug of rubbing alcohol and decided to pour it on Brewer. Bent was acquitted in June of the more serious charge of attempted murder. Mental health care for young people is top of mind following the school shootings in Connecticut, and one place Miami-Dade youngsters can turn is a nonprofit called the Health Improvement Project, or HIP for short. The program helps students identify potential mental health problems and seek outside help if necessary. Risa Barron is the executive director of HIP.
We really believe that if we're not talking about these mental health issues and we're not educating people and people aren't aware of what the signs are of a student that might be depressed or might have some sort of developmental disorder, if we're not having that conversation or providing the information, we're not giving our students a chance at all.
Barron notes that health education is no longer a part of the high school curriculum in Miami-Dade since the state changed graduation requirements in 2008, so HIP works to fill in the gaps. She says the program also has to consider the large number of students in the county who receive free or reduced lunches.
If they're not able to afford food, they're not going to be able to afford psychotherapy or, let's say, you know, medication from a psychiatrist for a mental health condition. We explain to students the resources that are out there in the community.
The Health Improvement Project began working with Miami-Dade students in 2009. The HIP program runs in 11 public high schools in the county and one private school. For more news, please visit WLRN.org. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.